Good day. This is Paige Estrotori presenting the weekly insurance news wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online. Today, we bring you the top news in the industry, from serious misconduct cases to innovative business strategies and calls for equitable subsidies. First up, an update about former insurance broker Sean Sweeney. His appeal against a lifetime financial services ban was thrown out due to his track record of fraudulence. Sweeney's initial conviction for misusing clients' insurance premiums and repeated instances of funds misappropriation at his two firms substantiated the penalty, despite his efforts towards restitution and therapy. This case stands as a stark deterrent, reminding industry professionals that breaches of ethics are a zero-tolerance matter. It's a timely reminder of the importance of maintaining industry integrity and consumer trust. Switching gears, we move on to BellRock, an enterprise enhancing its advisory services to support business deals, specifically mergers and acquisitions, and contingent risks. As Australia sees an upswing in M&A activities, BellRock is stepping in to meet the rising need for specialized risk management solutions with its unique tailor-made strategies. Spearheaded by industry veteran Sahalia Uthappa, the team at BellRock is well-positioned to tackle complex transactions head-on. All eyes will be on them as they navigate this new wave in corporate transactions. In another vital story, a personal insurance claim was recently denied due to undeclared conviction. Zurich, Australia rejected a claim for a fire-damaged truck after learning the policyholder had a prior undisclosed criminal traffic conviction. The insurer's actions serve as a stern reminder for applicants to exercise complete transparency when acquiring insurance coverage. Lastly, there's a growing support for a review of the Cyclone Insurance Scheme, led by the Australian Consumers Insurance Lobby. The call for a fair, equitable distribution of insurance costs has gained momentum as the review of the government-backed scheme approaches. ACEL's proposed improvements include extended post-cyclone coverage, increased regional funding, and the inclusion of marine insurance. With heated debates around these suggestions, it will be interesting to see the final outcome and its impact on both policyholders and the scheme's sustainability. These are your industry highlights, reminding us that vigilance, innovation, transparency, and equity are paramount to the health and growth of the financial and insurance industries. Visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au, for more details. Up to the minute, on the pulse. Reporting for Financial Services Online, I'm Paige Estrotori. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next Monday for more updates.